Hold it, wait a minute, what happened to trade jitters? Anyway, once again, welcome to the roller coaster we call the Dow. It's Inside on Business, the news hour for Monday, the 9th of April. Thanks for being with us, everybody. On the broadcast today, we'll check those stock averages and what moved the needle, and what happens if you cut the food stamp program. Ask Walmart. It's a day that ends with a Y, so that must mean we've got another Wells Fargo story, right? Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg goes before Congress tomorrow. What's he going to say? We've got an idea for you. Former Fed Chair Janet Yellen says it's the tax cuts that are blowing up the budget. Those stories and more, along with the markets and our guests. Coming up, Clinton Ankerberg from Collaborate DSM. It's a beautiful place. We'll also take a look at the markets. And Laura Kennard from Drake University is back with us for networking, social media, and education. Hang in there with us. The business news coming right up.
Insight on Business, the news hour, made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for business, Aurion.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities, AARP Iowa. Taro International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro, realestateconcepts.net. The business news is next.
Hey, thanks, Tyler, and welcome to the new edition of the Business News Hour, now in podcast form. Yay! We'll give you the news on your time. The Dow closed up today by only 46 points, having been up by as much as 500 points during the session. S&P 500 gained 0.3, and the NASDAQ was up by 0.5. The wild ride on Wall Street is enough to get you hooked on Dramamine, for crying out loud. We'll check all the numbers, what happened and why, later on in the broadcast. Well, the Trump administration is pushing for a massive overhaul of the nation's food stamp program, now known as SNAP. The real numbers behind the move is that up to 1 million people could lose their benefits. SNAP is part of the massive farm bill that runs out of cash in September, and the Trump administration is seeking a 20% reduction to spending on SNAP from its current budget of $63 billion. So if you do the numbers, that would shave off nearly $130 billion over a decade, and that would remove some 1 million people from food stamps. So who loses if something like this happens? Well, grocery stores, and in particular, Walmart. U.S. Department of Agriculture data shows that $33 billion of SNAP benefits are spent at big box stores like Walmart and Target. Supermarkets gets the lion's share of the rest. Walmart gets about $13 billion yearly from customers using SNAP alone, but that only counts food dollars spent. It does not include customers who receive benefits but buy things other than food during the same shopping trip. A loss of SNAP benefits for those customers could mean they'll spend less money at Walmart, come in less often, or maybe shop someplace else completely different. And that would punch a hole in Walmart's yearly revenue, which is estimated at around $500 billion a year. Well, Mick Mulvaney is the top consumer watchdog, and it's said that Mick's about to put the hammer on Wells Fargo. It could be a record fine of several million dollars for auto insurance and mortgage lending abuses. That's all according to sources who seem to be familiar with the issue. The fine would fulfill one of President Trump's vows to come down hard on the country's third largest lender, which has been dealing with the sales practice scandal since September of 2016. Settlement terms have not been finalized, but word on the street is that Mulvaney is pushing for a figure that could be as high as $1 billion, and even to Wells Fargo, that ain't pocket change. Mark Zuckerberg, who goes in front of Congress next week, has fallen on his sword by saying in prepared comments that, hey, it's my fault. No, not mine, but Mark's. According to the comments released today, the world's largest social media company didn't do enough to prevent its tools from being used for harm, especially in terms of fake news, foreign interference in elections, hate speech, and data privacy. Zuckerberg is due to appear before Congress tomorrow. A Stanford study says the reason the budget is all out of whack is because the U.S. spends way too much on social programs. Well, however, in an essay published yesterday in the Washington Post, former Fed Chair Janet Yellen says that's not the case, and writes that Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and veterans benefits are not the prime culprit. Instead, the main problem is that Congress passed a tax cut bill at precisely the wrong time. Quote, "Last year's Tax Cuts and Jobs Act turned the economic logic on its head," says the article. And they went on to write, quote, "Eventually, ever-rising debt and deficits will cause interest rates to rise, and the portion of tax revenue needed to service the growing debt will take an increased toll on the ability of government to provide for its citizens and to respond to recessions and emergencies," end quote. Janet and the group recommend an approach similar to the 1986 tax reform measure, which cuts rates and eliminated a host of long-standing deductions. The crux of the problem, according to the economists, is that the tax cut, which sliced the corporate rate from 35% to 21% and reduced taxes for millions of Americans, along with a $1.3 trillion spending bill, put them together. They said it's going to bankrupt our system. Now you know. Hey, coming up next on the regional scene, the outlets of Des Moines announced today that four new stores will be opening up, and they are, by the way, seeking workers. That's next in the Business News Hour.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tarot International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit tarot.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tarot team.
To live in the greater Des Moines metro is to love the area and all the new and exciting things happening in central Iowa. But you want more opportunities to connect with the community you love. AARP hears you. That's why they're expanding their activities and programs to help you explore all that life has to offer here in greater Des Moines. Visit aarp.org/IA to get involved. If you don't think building better communities when you think AARP, then you don't know ARP. Discover all the real possibilities right here in your community.
Hey, make sure you click ahead for part two of Insight on Business, the News Hour, for a Monday afternoon. Thanks for listening.